Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for getting up this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. You can reach them at 248-262-7111. Livinois Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. And, of course, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. We're also produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
And Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our wonderful team, Kimberly, Henrietta. I know missionaries listening. Good morning, and good morning to our listening audience.
Yes, and we're so happy. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Can't wait to hear that weather report, but it's a great morning already. I'm just waiting to get my coffee going here. We've got news, weather, and commentary coming up. We're going to open the phone lines to if we have an opportunity. But you know what? We'll be right back with news and weather after these messages.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is
going to be all right. We are back on this beautiful, warm Sunday morning. In the news this morning, area businesses continue to beg for workers as the effects from COVID-19 recedes. Businesses are struggling to fill positions and open for regular hours. Many have not reopened, have limited hours, or suffer from poor customer service. Former President Donald Trump continues to push the lie that the 2020 election was stolen. In a speech last night before the North Carolina Republican Party, the former president said the 2020 election would go down as the crime of the century. He congratulated the Republican senators in Arizona who have forced a sham audit of the 2020 election results from the state's largest county and praised the state lawmakers in Pennsylvania and Georgia who are following suit by exploring additional recounts and audits of their election results. Trump also was recently banned from Facebook for another 2 years. Nigerian mega-preacher Prophet T.B. Joshua, founder of the Synagogue Church of All Nations and the third richest pastor in Nigeria, Forbes estimated him to be worth $10 to $15 million, died hours after church services Saturday at 57 years old. The cause of death was not announced. Tributes have been pouring in following the passing of the famous preacher. Although popular, he recently caused controversy when more than 100 people died in a ministry building that collapsed on the church property. His YouTube channel was also deactivated after he posted videos claiming to cure gay members of his congregation of their homosexuality. All right, additional items in the news, Kimberly?
Hey, so good morning, everyone. Happy June. It is a new month, and we're going to continue sharing good stories. So I have a fun story this morning. But first, before I ask that story, Michael, Christy, have you ever been in a position where you did something and someone said, oh, you would probably be really good at it, and then realize very quickly that you would not be good at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you
got to be careful.
Understand. So
yes, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
That's right. Be very careful. Well, Sheldon the dog flunked out of service animal training, but became an ace at sniffing out arson. Who knew a dog could flunk out of training? I never knew that. When one door closes, the saying goes, another door opens. For one very special pooch, it appears that adage also applies to doggy doors. A Labrador Retriever mix named Sheldon was enrolled in a program to become a service dog. Training at Paws with a Cause in Wayland, Michigan, unfortunately, he couldn't quite make the grade. Whenever he'd catch a whiff of something interesting, Sheldon's concentration flew out the window and all he wanted to do was hunt down the source. But the very thing that made him a washout as a service dog meant he was likely perfect for another canine career. Rather than return him to to civilian life, excuse me, Sheldon was transferred to the State Farm Arson Dog Program, where his sensitive nose soon put him at the top of the class for sniffing out accelerants used to light illegal fires. Paired with Lieutenant John Tadlock of the Saginaw, Texas Fire Department after his graduation, Sheldon went on to become the department's premier accelerant detection canine. In his first case, Sheldon and his partner were called to a car dealership to investigate some vehicles that had been torched under suspicious circumstances. After 3 days, no one had been able to figure out how the fire got started, but the cause wasn't baffling to Sheldon. We get out of the truck and put him to work. It takes him about 30 seconds, and he gives him an alert, Tadlock told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We dig through some debris and find a Molotov cocktail. It was just under some debris from the vehicle that had burned away 3 days earlier. You couldn't even see it, but Sheldon unearthed the evidence with ease. Sheldon lives with Lieutenant Tadlock and his family and will continue to do so even in doggy retirement. To keep their skills at the top level, the duo trains regularly on a reward praise-based system, and he participates in State Farm's annual certification program. He made a better arson dog than a service dog, Tadlock said. For a dog who was blessed with a super sensitive sniffer, we guess whether you're tailing bad guys or hunting up a career, it's always best to follow your nose. I have two scriptures that I want to give you in addition to that. The first one is 1 Corinthians 12:12. It says, Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts, and all the parts of the body are one body, even though there are many. And the second scripture that I want to give you is 1 Corinthians 12:27. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. And the reason I said that is I thought that this story about Sheldon gave a great example how each one of us has a purpose. We have gifts, and we should use them accordingly. And just because one door closes in our life or someone tells us no, that doesn't mean that we are worthless. It doesn't mean that we're useless. It means that God has a purpose for us, and we all can work together to achieve that goal.
Great. And, you know, that reminds me, I've talked to about three business owners recently who, as a result of COVID, realized that, you know, they had to look for something else to do because their jobs that they were in just kind of fizzled out during COVID, and they had to reinvent themselves. Sometimes you've got to make some adjustments. I remember, and I know you guys probably were doing the same thing as me, when we were younger, the thing was get a job and try to keep it. Now it's more of try to maneuver your way through life and keep, even if you have to switch and change jobs, you know, you don't necessarily have to keep the same job forever and ever like we were taught years ago. But now it's like survival, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So great story. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
You already know how I feel about Kimberly's story. You already know. So, great story. And just to piggyback off of that story, and then I did have a scripture that came to mind this morning, but how amazing is it that some people will try to label you, they'll try to put you in positions that they think you have a certain look for. They try to put you in positions, it seems like you can do that, or your mother did that, or your father did that, or, you know, I imagined you doing X, Y, Z. But it's so important for us to talk with the Lord, for us to learn what moves us, for us to learn where our gifts are, where our talents are, so that we can rightly fit in the body of Christ, so we can rightly fit in society and become a positively contributing member of society. So my mind went to the dog was sniffing out his gift and ability. I know that's not how the story went, but it's our responsibility to sniff out our gifts, our ability. And then when you discover what in you from birth, before the foundations of the earth even, when you discover what is in you, you take those gifts, those talents, and those abilities, and you use them to the glory of God, but you use them to bless your family. You use them just to soar and become what you were meant to be. So the scripture that had come to mind this morning for me, when she talked about we all have a part in rightly fitting into the body of Christ and all of that, I had thought about Psalms 133, the first chapter, actually, and it just says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." So that kind of ties into what Ms. Kimberly said this morning. It's beautiful for us to come together with all of our gifts, with all of our talents, with all of our abilities. Even when you think about the Sunday morning team, we each bring something different to the table. But if we all have the mindset of coming together to accomplish tasks in the earth, in the church, in our home, in society, in the marketplace, if we all have that mentality that if we come to, we can accomplish anything as African Americans, whatever it may be. If there's someone we want in office that we know would be a perfect fit for local government, even all the way up to the White House, unity is what it takes to get the job done. So it's beautiful for us. It's pleasant for us to come together in unity, and we can do anything. So that's my thought for this morning.
Great.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. What's going on over at Greater Pentecostal today, Evangelist?
You know what? I just, you know, today is a great day, but this month is just a great month, the month of June. I just happen to love this month, and there's a couple of reasons, more than a couple, actually. Friday, June 4th, is Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr.'s birthday, and today we have the privilege of honoring him for his 75th birthday.
Oh,
and it has been 75 blessed years. Father is an amazing father. He's an amazing leader. You know, you get to a point in leadership sometimes where people can't reach you. They can't talk to you. They don't know who to call when they need help, but he's reachable. He'll pray for you. It doesn't matter what time. He's been there for birth, life crisis, end of life, anything that people have called on him for as a pastor and a leader. He's been right there supporting people, members of the church and non-members. So we are excited just to honor him. And the second reason I like June is my birthday is in June, but I don't know if that was my opportunity to mention that, but tomorrow is my birthday.
See how she just slipped that in there with all her official announcements?
Happy early birthday, Christy,
yeah.
And happy birthday
to
Bishop Laster.
Thank you.
Yes, Bishop Laster, 75th. Congratulations. Yeah, looking forward to stopping by and seeing you all this afternoon, Missionary and I.
Michael Van Thule, can I just share one tiny, just really,
sure.
really quick.
Absolutely. Take your time.
So he's 75 now, right? My father was born in 1956, and at 11 months, he was stricken with polio. And it was at a time right before the polio vaccines were administered to the public. And there was question as to whether he'd make it past 2 years old. So
wow.
for him to have lived to be 75 years old, his two older brothers passed by the age of 60. His father passed by the age of 60. So for him to make it to be 75, this is a huge celebration for us. And it just makes us really thankful for life, thankful for God's healing power and his strengthening power that he can make it to 75 years. So this is a grand occasion for him and for us.
Yes, and it just tells you that God's power supersedes all others. So no matter what people say and what the prognosis is, you still have to step away and pray, because don't just accept what, you know, don't tell me we got a lesson this morning coming on here, but you don't.
There's a lesson in everything. Come on, preacher.
You don't have to accept whatever you see or think is happening. People talk about, well, you know, we just have to deal with it, and we knew it was going to happen. No, you didn't. Pray to take this cup away from me? Remember that? So that means that you can ask God to remove that situation, or don't let the situation take hold. So you can fight back. There's a way that you can. You don't have to accept everything that's coming, and sometimes that you accepting it or thinking it's coming, you're welcoming it. You don't have to give it that much attention. Don't welcome it. Turn it away and say, no, you don't want this to happen. You don't want this. I talked to somebody that was, recently at a company, and they were thinking that they were going to go on some type of human resource corrective action. And he said, you know, I don't know, but I think they're going to write me up. I think they're probably going to do it on Monday. Well, don't entertain that. That's the enemy putting that in your mind, getting you ready to accept it. And as you accept it, you're encouraging it. So, you know, the thing is, don't accept that. Don't welcome that information. Turn it around and ask God to stop it right now and destroy any attempts to destroy your whatever it is, your work history, your job, your reputation. You can put up a fight. Come on, evangelist, say something, because I'm not the preacher.
He was preaching. You know, I believe in speaking and declaring. I believe that the power of life and death is in our tongue. And then our actions should back up what we're speaking out of our mouths. It's not just your words, but it's you backing up those things with your actions, with your prayers. I had a personal incident years ago on the job, and they were going to write me up or what have you. And so I was young. I had young children. And I'm like, I don't need to be fired. I need to be here. This is what I need right now. So I started talking to the Lord, and I'm like, if you want to use me in this situation, please feel free. But I know that positive outcomes are going to come out of me going in this meeting with the supervisor. And so I knew it was coming the next day. I prayed the night before, and the Lord began to show me information about the supervisor and her health and the things that she needed God to do for her. So that meeting, it wasn't all crazy and at work acting all, you know, a fool or anything like that. That meeting turned into, it went from her writing me up, sharing to her and sharing with her the good news, and sharing with her that there were specific health conditions that God showed me that he would heal, and she was floored. So sometimes we are faced with something that we feel fearful about. We have to learn that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
There
and
you go.
Any obstacle that you face, you can overcome it. Any obstacle that you face, there's a lesson in it. Make sure you get the lesson and apply it in life, so that you won't find yourself in that position again. And then, like you said, Michael Ventura, you got to speak it and say it, and then understand that if you are released from anything, there is something greater for you. So you've got to be like that hound dog and sniff it out. There's something greater for
you.
There you
go. There you go with that dog again.
I like that story.
Yeah. You know what I'm finding out, Sunday morning team? I'm finding out that Sunday mornings, we do hard news, we do weather, we open the phone lines, we talk to people. But what I've noticed also, that there is a underlying story or mm-hmm. lesson that God is inserting in these programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't – I didn't even do an outline this last night. You know, I was so busy, and I'll talk about yesterday's event with, I am campaign manager for – talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But there's a lesson that God is inserting in the programs. We don't have a huddle before the show. We don't talk about the details of who's going to say what before we go on the air. But mm-hmm. I've noticed lately that at some point during the program, there is a lesson. There's a spiritual lesson. There's a Bible lesson that somehow God automatically inserts into the program. And it takes it, and it, there's a theme, and today's
mm-hmm.
today it's the same thing. Today the thing is, don't accept what you think is inevitable. Don't accept the bad thing. Don't embrace it. Don't embrace it, because when you embrace it, you're encouraging it. Somebody asked me the other day, Mike, do you believe in all that voodoo and occult and all those that you can conjure up things? I told him yes. And I'm not going to play with it, because if we can sit down and pray and ask God to come into our life, don't you think that you can also do that with evil? If mm-hmm. if you can encourage, just the opposite of good is evil. So if you can mm-hmm. sit there and pray and ask God to come into your body, mind, environment, your house, I am not going to play with evil. Don't play with it, because if you sit there and encourage it and welcome it into your life, like some of these movies show you, oh yes, I believe in mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm not gonna play with it. I'm gonna make sure that I stay far away from that as possible. I'm not gonna test it out. I'm not gonna play with it, because all I know is that if you ask God to come into your life, that is good. So if you ask for anything else, you're going to get what you ask for. Come on now. Let me
yeah, back, yeah.
Let me get back to what I'm trying to do here.
We're going to have to raise the offer for the preacher on the line today.
Y'all trying to make me right. some sort of a Sunday morning preacher on the radio thing. I didn't sign
that was
up
all for, you.
I didn't sign up for this. You know,
that just
I
came
try,
out of
look,
you. You know, what's I, in you will come out. So that's what
I,
came
amen.
Out of you, preacher.
I tried, right. you know, I there was, you know, my of course, I'm a preacher's kid, and my parents are here. They're probably listening now, because they, you know, they don't even tell me when they listen. My mother, if I talk to her a couple months from now, she'll tell me, oh, I heard you can go everywhere else. I heard you talking about going over to Greater Pentecostal. I heard you going to missionary, something with missionaries. But you can't, I heard you on the radio last Sunday, but you can't come over here and see your mother and bring her a birthday gift or something like that. You know, I might have been late by a day or two, you know. But she listens. But I didn't sign up for this. I'm supposed to be doing poetry. I was asked, I thought about going, being a Salvation Army officer years ago when I was in my teens, and I saw how hard it was. And Christy, you can identify with this. You could see all the work, the time,
mm-hmm.
the effort that your dad has to put into being a pastor.
There's no recourse. That's your job. That's what you do. And you have to do it 24/7. So I looked at my parents. I was like, oh no, I'm not going to be no teacher. I'm going to do the teacher. I'm going to go work at the bank. Nice bank job. And be a banker. So I did that 32 years ago. But somebody introduced me to missionaries back in like in 1998 or 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of running from the church, trying to be a banker. And then after I got in the bank, God introduced me to Missionary Humphrey. I've been to more churches than some pastors have over the years.
Uh-huh.
And somehow I hooked up with the number one church lady in town. That's God. I'm thinking I'm running away from the
yeah.
church. God brought me right back and put me on the praise station, hooked me up with Missionary Humphrey. And I'm like, what is going on here? I tried to run, but that's what God, he don't let you run at all. I mean, you can mm-hmm. run, but you
he
know what I think about it?
He positioned you for an opportunity. You thought you were running.
I thought I was.
That's right.
You know what it was really happening? You know how sometimes you go fishing and you caught the fish and you let the line out and let it swim away a little bit, you know, and then you reel it back in. That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. He already mm-hmm. got me. But I thought, you know, I was like, oh, nah. Yeah, I knew. I grew up in a Christian house. So I'm a preacher's kid, but I'm going to do the banking thing. But, you know, I'm trying to swim away. Pulled the reel and started turning the reel back in and pulling me back in. And
mm-hmm.
look today, I can't even hardly do the poetry thing because then I end up doing this, talking like I'm, you know, some sort of minister or something like that. But, oh, man, I don't know. So, you know, you can't keep fighting. You can't keep fighting.
Nope, you that's can't. The truth.
You know,
what, Michael? We all have an assignment, though. And
I'm
so
right.
as you go about your life, you know, the question is,
yeah.
what is your assignment? You've done your work
mm-hmm.
in banking. You know, you've done
poetry.
Your work in poetry. And you've done your work in the political arena, and you still are. But the question is, that you have to ask yourself and talk to the Lord about, like, what is the assignment? Because you know that he's pulling at your heartstrings and your poetry ministry has began to adjust to life as you know it now. But that's the question, you know, to ask yourself and ask the Lord, what is my assignment? And then the second question would be, who are you assigned to? Because oftentimes we know that we have a specific assignment, but who's your audience? Because there are people that you'll share your testimony about how you ran and you went to poetry and banking and all of that, and they need to hear that because it's going to bless them and change their lives, and they'll consider their way. So who are you assigned to?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question to ask within yourself, even as Kimberly does her amazing work. With her talk show, her blog, and all of that, there's a specific audience that needs what she has. There's a specific audience that need what you have, Michael Ventura. So those are two questions that I often tell people to consider because you have an assignment. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are in life. It may not be pulpit ministry. You may be working at Kroger's. But what is, aside from it being one of your resources, right? God is our source and our jobs and things that we do are our resources. But you could be working at Kroger as a cashier, but you still have an assignment. So it is
That's
a question
right.
that should be at the forefront of your mind. What is my assignment? Why am I here? And who am I assigned to? So that we can complete what we need to complete in the earth. We often go to like funerals and homegoing services, and they always talk about the dash. There's going to be one preacher that gets up there and talks about the dash, what we're doing in the in-between, what was our assignment between the birth year and the date that we left this earth. What are you doing? What
yep.
is your assignment?
Your legacy,
who are you assigned
right.
to? Yeah, and let's just
what
go
is
ahead
it that
and
you
do
did?
It. Let's stop running. Let's just do it. Come on, Michael.
Yeah.
Let's
that's right.
You know,
you
would be
Christ who gives me strength.
Yes, Christy would be a great ministry teacher. Somebody that helps ministers, new ministers in the ministry. You know, new evangelists
mm-hmm.
and preachers. You would be great with that, like a seminary type of situation, because you'd be great to encourage new ministers into the ministry. You know, that's some good. But I can tell you today's lesson is don't accept and welcome the bad things in life. Come on now. All right, let's get to some weather now.
That's right.
It's a beautiful day out.
Gotta have hope.
Yeah.
Wait, we're not done yet. No, I'm just kidding.
and we'll return to our topic. Don't accept the bad things, and don't welcome the bad things in life. In a few minutes, but now weather. How's
all
that?
Right. So today it is going to be another hot, steamy scorcher of a day. It's 78 degrees. It's steamy. If you have health issues, there is an air quality alert today. So be mindful of that as you go about your day. Just be careful if you are asthmatic or anything like that. Sunday morning is going to continue to be warm with temps rising fast. We start with temps in the upper 60s and low 70s. Midday, we're going to be in the 80s in no time. And Sunday afternoon will be sunny and sizzling. And our highs will be near 90 degrees today. So make sure you stay hydrated. Sunday evening will be clear and warm, and temps will go down into the 80s. And then Sunday night will be warm and partly cloudy, and we'll hit our lows will be near 70 degrees. So you'll probably still need to run your air or keep a fan on as you sleep. Tomorrow our high will be 91 with a low of 68. It'll be mostly sunny. On Tuesday, we'll have thunderstorms and showers with a high of 89 and 68. On Wednesday, we'll have more thunderstorms and possible showers in the afternoon with a high of 88, low of 67. Thursday, we'll have more showers, high of 87, low of 63. Friday, more showers with a high of 84 and a low of 60. And on Saturday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 83. So today and tomorrow will be our high day. So just keep in mind that you need to stay hydrated.
Okay, that sounds good. This is what
this
is what we've all been waiting for all winter long. This is it.
Yes.
So
this
go
is
out and enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Let's not complain.
Right. And enjoy. I had a great day at Mansfield Park yesterday. I am a campaign manager for Erica Maria. She's running for Detroit City Council. We had a fun day at the park yesterday. And that's probably why Henrietta's not here on the program this morning, because she was there and she had, I guess it was her, a couple of nieces with her. And I know sometimes, and the heat and the kids, and I know that can take a toll. They had a great time, and we had a great time over at Mansfield Park yesterday. I got there at 8:15 in the morning and left, I think, around 5:30, something like that. It was so long, and it was hot. But the only thing that saved us was the little light wind that was blowing. It was a little wind that was blowing all day long, and that saved us yesterday. I don't know if it's going to save us today. Now it's 90 degrees. But, you know, Erica's a write-in candidate, and that's – but we're, you know, like we were just preaching this morning, we're not going to just accept it. We're going to fight, you know. And when I signed on, some of those things were happening as I signed on to the team. But, you know, we're going to fight forward, because there is a way forward, and you can win an election.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do it, even if you have to write the person's name in. So we're going to try it. We're gonna fight and try to do this. But, you know, you can't just accept things as they are. You can fight it, you know. And then the other thing,
that's right.
This morning, you know, on our companion program, we had an engaging conversation with Oakland County Commissioner Angela Powell. It was so, I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen this morning, but it was so, she was so fiery and energetic that after the program, we talked, Regina and I talked to Commissioner Powell, and we agreed that we're going to give Pontiac a voice on the Michael Van Tool show, on the, you know, on our companion program. We're going to give Pontiac a voice on a regular basis, you know, every
That's
month.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to, mm-hmm. because I noticed on one of our competitor stations, they have the former mayor of Flint on, and they got this Flint thing going. So we're gonna do the Pontiac thing.
Okay.
This, you know, these were a lot of the issues that places like Flint and Pontiac are having. It's the same issues we're having here, and so
mm-hmm.
We need to be able to unite and stop thinking that we're different than Pontiac, we're different than Flint, we're different than Denton Harbor. No, they want us to think like that. They want us to think that we're separate. No, we're all facing the same issues. We're facing the same issues they're facing that we're facing in Chicago. Just go to Chicago
mm-hmm.
and spend a weekend in Chicago and go about and visit, watch the news, listen to the radio. You would think that you're here in Detroit. It's a lot of the same
right.
issues across the country in all these major urban centers like Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, L.A. It's the same. It's the same. So we just got it to
mm-hmm.
unite. Look, the others unite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my parents used to live, I told you this before, my parents used to live in Metro St. Louis area. I would get up about 3 or 4 in the morning, head down 94, down through 59, Indianapolis, across into Illinois, and that during the whole, all day long, I'm listening to all these right-wing, conservative, racist talk show hosts. And they're all talking about, you know, what's wrong with the Democrats, what's wrong
mm-hmm.
with cities like Detroit. So they're uniting and linking and listening. Look at all these right wing networks that are out here now. Fox is just one of a few now that are starting to blossom. These right wing networks. So we got to counter that. We've got to work together. We've got to stop thinking that we're separate, that we're having separate issues. No, the issues are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me take a break, and when we come back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9800. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned, AAA agency.
located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woods & Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. We're here on blogtalkradio.com every Sunday at 9 o'clock. Missionary Hattie Humphrey joins us on the second and fourth Sundays at 9:30. So I want to thank all of you who are listening, streaming on blogtalkradio.com. And those of you who listen to the replay during the week, I check our statistics, and we have a healthy audience throughout the week because the program is available to listen from now until next Sunday morning. So I really appreciate all of you, and thank you for listening to the program. I want to thank our sponsors too, because there's no way that I could do the radio stuff without, not just here on the internet, but our companion program Sunday mornings at 7:30. There's no way I can do it without the help of people like attorney Johnny Hawkins and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet and others. Heaven Sent Home Support Services. We had spoke to Barbara Arrington, the owner, the other day, and she came and sat, and we talked about Heaven Sent Home Support Services and the fact that a lot of people think that they can be a caregiver, but it takes a toll. It has been that they've done studies, and they said that the caregiver ends up getting stressed out, sleepless nights. Their health deteriorates because they are giving so much to try to help their loved one or relative. The caregiver needs help, and that's what Heaven Sent does. They help the caregiver. They can step in and do those things for you. So, you know, you can notice if somebody is having a problem and they need help, if they have a cluttered home, inadequate personal hygiene, problems driving, extreme weight loss or gain, confusion or loneliness, frequent falls, or they're withdrawing from their family and friends. That's the time. Those signals tell you that maybe it's time to call Heaven Sent. Here's the number, 248-262-7111, 248-262-7111. Optimal IT Solutions. That's who I call when I need my computer or laptop repaired, or if I need new computers. Call Optimal IT Solutions, and let me tell you, it is very affordable. The number is 248-796-2429. Of course, Livinoy's Dental Care, keep your smile bright. Cosmetic dentistry, they do that too. Whether your teeth are in the wrong shape, they're crooked, stained, chipped, our cosmetic dentist can treat your teeth with minimal methods using the latest techniques and the finest materials. Livinoy's Dental Care, 313-340-9709. If you would like your company to be a part of the Michael Van Tool Show, call me at 248-516-8300, and we can get you on to be a part of the program. So thank you. Let's see. Kimberly, what's going on with your podcast? I see you'll be working hard with doing your interviews. I can't even keep up with that. I'm telling you, that's amazing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. So May was Mental Health Awareness Month, and I know it's June. In June, we are going to talk with a lot of men during the course of this month. I have several different interviews scheduled to talk about everything from police brutality to gun ownership, mental health, what it means to be a father, and, of course, health and wellness. And right now, the shows that are running, we're talking about attachments, and we're talking about people who are avoidant, who are anxious, who are people pleasers, and how you put yourself first in terms of taking care of your needs. You know, many times people will run and take care of everybody else, specifically women, and not take care of themselves. And so we're working to try to change that mindset to help people understand that it's important to stop, take a deep breath, and take care of yourself, replenish your energy so that you can go and take care of someone else. Because we're seeing the light finally, hoping that this pandemic is coming to an end, that there is joy post-COVID, and how do we live more abundantly in that joy? And having conversations about having a relationship with God, making sure that your needs are met, making sure that you're paying attention to your body, and being positive in your intentions and everything that you do. I am excited because on the 17th of June, I'm doing a coffee talk with a great panel of ladies. We're going to be talking about mental health and wellness, you know, which is one of my favorite topics. I'm going to be talking about my book, of course, Conquering the Darkness, but we'll be talking about how you get past depression, what are some things that you need to look at, how can you take care of yourself to ensure that your mental health and wellness is good, and just making sure that we're okay and that we're there for each other. So that will be published or broadcast live on Facebook. So if you go to my Facebook page, Kimberly Baster Davis, you can send me a friend request or follow me, and you can see that. And then, of course, you can always see the podcast on youtube.com/ Kimberly Baster Davis, which is the Kim B. Davis Show, or you can hear me on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher.
Great. Thanks. Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm really happy. I can't, as soon as we wrap up, I have my coffee. I'm going to go outside and enjoy. I like this time of the day, in the morning like this, before it gets hot. When it's you know, it's a summer or spring morning like today, but the heat, full heat of the day hasn't got here yet. I like going outside now.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of stuff right now before it gets hot. That's one of my one thing. I like to take advantage of because I think about it during the winter, and I'm one of those people. Once when the weather turns, I'm outside. When I'm home, I'm outside most of the day. I'm doing something. I'm working on the yard, trimming the hedges, washing the cars, talking on the phone, anything to be outside and enjoy, and especially and also on the grill, you know, cooking something on the grill too. So I'm going to be enjoying the day. It's really nice out already. But I had fun this morning, and I really enjoyed our conversation and our Bible lesson of the day. Do not accept bad things and welcome those things into your life that you can fight back. You know, we can encourage others to do the same. So, yeah, you're right, Christy. You don't if that's what you're supposed to do, if that's what you're supposed to say, then do it. Then say it, because it's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody along the way.
Right?
Yes. All right. This has been fun. I enjoy it. You guys have a great Sunday today. And happy birthday to Bishop C.M. Laster. Happy birthday. And I know the celebrations have already begun. And you all, wish you the best, and looking forward to seeing you today.
And happy birthday tomorrow, Christy.
Yes, happy
thank
birthday.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on.
That is
I
good
to
us.
Yes, so a lot, lot happening. Okay. All right. When we go out, I like to just listen to some music sometimes on our way out of the program. I have some music mm-hmm. already queued up here to listen. Sometimes we don't get to do it, but this morning. And I like, you know, I really hope that Randall Smith's song takes off. I tell you, you know, that's a great song that he.
It is.
He just,
it's
he
a nice song. Yeah.
Everything. Yep. And I also want to thank all those people that I invited to the park yesterday, and they were there, and he was there. Minister Smith came out to
beautiful
Mansfield Park.
Amazing.
They had a great time, yes. And my assistant Estelle came out. Carmen, who I do my business podcast with, she was there. Regina, the Queen of Carlones, was there. It was great.
Oh,
nice. Van Tool,
nice.
Cameron. I forgot to mention all that. That yeah. I brought my entourage
you have influence.
With me yesterday.
Right. Van Tool came out. You have influence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it was a great day. So I had fun. I forgot to mention all those people that came out. And many more to the park yesterday. We had a great time. Okay, God bless you guys. Thank you. Have a great week.
All right,
bless
God bless.
You. Have an amazing right. week. Bye-bye
Thank
for
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
More than a mother, father, sister, brother, you.